based on the information in the original article about this FOIA request, this is a very broad request. I think it asks for any correspondence sent over a four-year period between 2009 to 2013 between the staff of the Office of the Secretary and the staff in the USTR, U.S. Trade Representative's Office, that mentions TPP. So that's going to be a broad spectrum of emails. And so it's not just related to Secretary Clinton's emails. Given the scope of that and the fact, frankly, that we've got, as many of you are tired of hearing me say, but you know, we've got we received approximately 22,000 FOIA requests in the last fiscal year. There's a lot to go through. So it's not simply an estimate that we're throwing out a date like that. It's based on our best estimation right now.
Right, but do you have any idea of how what the universe is of emails that you would have to go through? Is it like every single email that was sent between here and USTR that would have to be looked at?
That's the parameters.
Is smaller universe.
It is
every single email.
Of course,
everyone sent.
But it is. But it's over a 4-year period, and it's right. between. Okay. And it's on a very hot button issue of the time.
And the date given. I mean, does November 31st exist as a date in the State Department calendar, what's the deal with that? I mean, is that one of these weird alter universe kind of things?
No, I assume they. Whoever gave that date meant to say the last day of November.
So, in fact, the correct date should have been the 30th of November?
That's right.